Hey you guys, it's Cookie, and guess what? I am going to call Lauren right now because we have something to talk about because there's a little girl. Oh, I just can't wait to tell you about this. So let me call in Lauren and see how this goes. Let's see. I wonder if Lauren will pick up. And there's silence. Because clearly I don't know how to do it. So, well, Lauren's right here, so I don't need to do it. So, here. Okay, so a couple of days ago, Lauren, if you quite remember, I had a young lady who came over who I now know that my ex-neighbor kind of, you know, left her in my hands, if you will.
Gotcha.
And how can someone do this? You know, how could they do this to me? I'm a new neighbor. But it really, really made me feel some type of way. But the young girl said she knew the Lord. And, you know, my whole, you know, that really perked me up. Just knowing that a young teenager, 14, not even barely out of puberty, loves God. Okay? Mm-hmm. So she said. So she's talking about all these things, Lauren, that she wanted to have her own business, and that's, it's like, wow, she was actually piquing my interest, something I love talking about, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to fast forward here, and not even 72 hours. You were here. I told you about it. She asked me for $10. Now, the $10, and I just want you to know, I want you to tell the people what you think about this. $10 to go to the movies after matinee and get a pizza. Is this possible?
I'm going to tell you what I told you the other day. No, that's not possible. Because the after matinee price of a movie is approximately $10 and some odd change. Now, I'm about to Google it and verify.
I think it's $9.50.
But... well, depending on where you go, if you go to pretty much the AMC theaters, I want to say it's $10 or over.
Ain't doing it. Ain't doing it. And so, I'm an adult. I'm not doing it.
So how are you going to get the pizza with the remainder?
And that's the quandary. I always like to say that little word. That's the quandary. It's the riddle of it all. So when we did this video, my lovely sister, Erin Nicole, said the Dollar Tree. But guess what? That's still over the 50 cents she had left over from that $10. No, we did not give her $10. In fact, I asked Lauren to get $10 out. You know. And so she said, okay. But I said, let's just go ahead and see if we give her $5, how she react. Now, I'm going to let you guys know this really quickly. The girl was lying. Was she not lying?
She was lying.
She was shaking like a tree on the side of the bay. Okay, the wind was whipping her. And Lauren called me a drill sergeant.
I did. Correct.
Why? Why am I getting depicted as a drill sergeant?
But I actually, when you asked for my opinion, I said we shouldn't give her anything at all. So actually, I have to retract my statement because you were actually being nice. And you were actually going to give her $5.
So the question is how we got to this was, did you ask your mama? Now, this is what blew my head way back. She didn't even ask her mom, her own mom, for the $10. First, she asked a stranger for $10. And all I did was say, go back and ask your mom if it's okay for me to give you $10. And if she says okay, then fine. But we got a text message not even 10 minutes after she went home saying, my mom is upset. You think? You think your mom is going to be upset? Absolutely she's going to be upset because it's a form of disrespect, ain't it?
But you know what? I'm just trusting my instinct because when I was Ubering the other day, there was a guy in the backseat of my car and he said, you seem like you have a strong spirit of discernment. So now that we're back talking about this story, my gut is possibly telling me that she didn't go back and have that conversation with her mom. So, I believe that she said that her mother was upset, but I think it was a way for her to get out of really responding.
Yeah.
So, because I believe that if your mama was that upset, because if my mama was really upset, I wouldn't have came over here 36 hours later and still tried to knock on the same door.
Oh, you're going too fast. Listen. So, not even, I kid you not, I was texting you, actually. And I'm sitting in my car, as I always do after work, because I'm thinking I'm about to go into a peaceful haven after getting off work from a hellacious day of my patience being tried by several people today, internal and external. And I'm thinking, I'm about to go into a place of peace, my home. I'm sitting in my car. I always do it every day, 15 minutes. I probably look crazy, and some people driving by probably think there's a nutcase just sitting in their car. But I do it every day. So today, I was just sitting there. I wasn't in a Harry Potter invisibility cloak. I was in my car with my glasses on, with gray hair, a black jacket, and it, the sun was still out. And all of a sudden, Lauren, I kid you not, I see the little girl run up to my door. I'm thinking like, oh, she sees me. No, she proceeds to knock on my door. And then she tells her little cousin, sisters, brother, whoever, come over here, and they up there standing in front of the door. Then she tells a little other little friend to walk by my car, and she said, well, you can't see it, but she was pointing. And so the girl who's 14 turned around, didn't wave. She just looked and ran off. So to me, if you really wanted to get to know me or you really had something to say, why would you run off?
Exactly. This is all a spirit of deceit, because I feel like just like God knows the stuff that triggers us, I believe that the enemy also knows. So Satan already knew, hey, let me go over here and start talking to this chick about all of my dreams and aspirations and ideas.
At 14.
Yeah, all of that stuff.
Oh, wait. Rewind. When I went and told people at work about this story, about how I was going to get my $10 back, a.k.a. your $10 back.
Right.
a.k.a. Lauren's $10 back. She said,
I'm
and
I
told
her to clean the whole house from top to bottom.
She was saying, I'm going to get it from my uncle. I said, well, when he coming?
Exactly.
Oh, he live far away.
Because where is he from? Jamaica?
I know. No. Like, well, he going to be here next weekend.
Like he had to have on a plane.
Right. He going to be here next weekend. And I said, oh, I got to wait a week and a half to get Lawrence $10 back.
You're about to go off like, oh,
no. Oh, no. Now, mind you, we're still watching an ignorant show at the same time called Nailed It.
And did you watch all five episodes, by the way?
No, we did not. But then also, I was cooking shrimp at the same time that Lauren had to jump up and say, Jones, baby, let's burn our dinner. And as you hear Lauren laughing, that's all she did was laugh, watch the show, and I'm up here like, okay, well, you have a good night. And before I said, Lauren, you want to let her out? I'm telling you guys, if you could have saw how.
Jumped up,
and the girl could barely get her second foot out the door. The door was almost on the back of her ankles.
Goodbye.
It was just hilarious. But we just wanted to give you a sneak peek of an upcoming YouTube channel. And of course, I have a podcast show called Real Talk with Cookie, and it's going to be coming back, praise God. And I'm really thinking about Lauren, you need to be on this YouTube channel along with Tristan and Sean.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I didn't know what that noise was, but I was trying to figure it out. But, you know, I'm really excited because so many doors are opening up, and people should really hear about the regular day-to-day. I mean, there's going to be segments about church. Oh, I have to do a segment. Yesterday was so hilarious at church. But I'm going to do another segment real quick here. But if you're interested, hang. If you want to hear some different topics, let us know. And when we add the video to this, which will be hilarious because Lauren be making all these faces that have nothing to do with any of the topics.
Yesterday, I watched our video back with no sound, and I was dying laughing. After I was dying laughing because just our facial expressions.
You was like this. Well, first of all,
you was over here looking like, all right.
Oh my God. Oh, hilarious, hilarious, good times. So if you need a laugh, definitely this is the show to listen to. If common stuff. Definitely Lauren's going to be arguing with me because I am not an author of confusion. And neither is God. Okay. So, but I just want to see if this little girl, it almost makes me want to text her, see if she run down here. And then we turn off all the lights and don't answer. Just kidding. We're not going to do that to the little kid because it's late and she has to get ready for school tomorrow.
I don't even go to school.
She do go to school.
Don't.
Anyway, next. So.
Did you see her at the bus stop? She don't go to school.
You ain't even over here when she at the bus stop. Goodbye. All right. Thank you guys. Have a great evening. And
good.
Yeah, don't know how to make it stop. Yep, I don't know.
Just hear your shenanigans for the rest of the night.
Oh my God, no. Oh, found it. Do you want to no. Oh no. Hey guys, it's me, Cookie, and guess what? It's part two of The Little Girl in Apartment 6. Because the more and more I think about it, I think her mama's in on it too. I really, really do. And Lauren says, she is. Let's just take it from, I don't have any kids. Lauren, do you have any kids?
I almost something that we want to edit. No.
No kids. That doesn't mean I don't want any kids, but it's just like, I just remember being raised. First of all, let's just, I was raised the right way, but I always didn't go the right way.
Hey!
Listen, I repeat that for somebody who's going to be taking notes. Okay? I was raised the right way, but I didn't always go the right way. I got. Listen, but one thing I can tell you is that my mama didn't play. Did your mama play?
No.
Okay.
My mama was crazy.
I'm not going to go too far saying the C-R-A. I spelled that wrong. C-R. Oh, I did spell C-R-A. I spelled it right. C-R-A-Z-Y. I guess that's from all those beatings that I got. Over the years, I can't spell words. I'm questioning. Just kidding, Mom. I didn't get all those beatings, you know. But every whooping I got, I really did deserve it. And I'm not even going to get in on Catrice and Aaron, my sisters, because clearly I was the oldest and I was instigated into a lot of beatdowns. So even though I was first, I was always somehow. Anyway, that's another story. The girl in six, her mama's in on it. Because Lauren was saying in the last segment that little girl never went and told her mom the real deal because her mom would have been down here. And that's true. If our mamas knew that we was asking strangers for money, you don't think that they would roll up here on this apartment door and knock on the door to see who the heck it is? If it was some man behind the door or whatever, they would have been down here. Don't you agree?
Yes.
I love Lauren's one word answers. I really appreciate the simplicity of it all, Lauren. Straight jab. And then the hilarious laugh that goes right in between the one word answers. But, you know, that's okay because I have something to talk about in the segment 3 about the girl in 6.